Okay, time for the 250th Quack Cat. Traditional medicine-based extinction, an update. From the science-based medicine article of the same name from August 19th, 2025. For those of you who are regular listeners, and be thankful you don't need to use laxatives, it's been a while. I sort of got out of the habit of doing these, and I need to get back in the habit. It always amazes me what can be accomplished by consistently working at a task every day. Not these podcasts. Every time I go over one of the many bridges that span the Willamette, I marvel what humans can do. Hundreds of people working every day for months, and Viola, the Fremont Bridge. I remember watching the news as they raised the central span into place all those years ago. The local newsman asked what they would do if it was too small. I still marvel every time I cross a bridge. Millions or billions of people consistently performing the same task every day does not always result in an Empire State Building, an Eiffel Tower, or a Great Pyramid. 1.5 billion cars driving every day, 4.6 metric tons of CO2 added to the atmosphere per car per year, people tossing plastics, 400 million tons a year in the environment. And 1.3 billion people use traditional Chinese pseudomedicine, TCPM, and other traditional pseudomedicines, TPM. Many of these nostrums proffered by these traditions are plants and animal parts, a limited resource. Quote, over 11,000 herb plants have been recorded in various TCM-related pharmacopoeia, and commonly used ones are approximately 700 species. And, quote, 98 of 616 ingredients listed in the latest pharmacopoeia are animal-based, and 823 animal species are documented in the medical fauna of China as having been used or still in use, with most others being insects, or invertebrates. Over a billion people using TCPM are going to have an adverse effect on the plants and animals, misused as medicine, all to no purpose. There are many traditional pseudomedicines that misuse animals and plants in a fruitless attempt to treat illnesses. I reviewed this aspect of TCPM way back in 2009. 2009? That gives me pause. Where does the time go? But the release of a poor bear who spent 21 years in a bile farm cage suggested it might be time to produce an update on the pointless cruelty and death at the heart of TCPM. To be honest, it is not all TCPM. The useless use of animals and plants is not limited to the Chinese and is a feature of many traditional medicines. Those in the West are also responsible for the needless death and suffering, as some TCPM and adjacent pseudomedicines are popular here as well. And TCPM is big money. Quote, nearly two-fifths of the seizures of illegally trafficked wildlife products made in the EU were of a medicinal nature. Rhinoceros. Let's start with the poster boy. Poster animal. Yeah, rhinos. Horn used as an aphrodisiac. Like eating fingernails is going to help your impotence. It is a bit of sympathetic magic that says something about those who partake. But I will not go there. Or there. As much as I want to. Rhino horn is used for more than sexual dysfunction. I find nosebleeds, hangover cure, fevers, and stroke prevention on the list of alleged TCPM benefits. But not that I can find baldness, which is odd because horn is mostly tightly packed keratin, also known as hair. In Vietnam, rhino horn is touted as a cancer cure, not part of TCPM, where rhino horn is not used for cancer treatment. Since 2009, cancer treatment has only made it worse for the rhinos. As of 2013, quote, the country's appetite for rhino horn is so great that it now fetches up to $100,000 per kilogram, making it worth more than its weight in gold. Horns, by the way, average 1 to 3 kilograms each, depending on the species. And rhino horn may even be worth more today. Quote, a recent report puts the rhino horn in Asia at $60,000 per pound. Although prices may vary depending on the report and the year. And who knows what tariffs will add to the cost of rhino horn imported into the United States for the purpose of maha. Anyway, at that price, it is not surprising that rhino poaching, illegal hunting, not cooking in boiling water, has increased since 2009, peaking in 2015 at about 1,300 rhinos a year, now down to about 600 a year. Rhinos have enough problems surviving with habitat loss. Poaching it for worthless cancer cures only makes a bad problem worse. There have been suggestions that there needs to be a rhino horn substitute. Like what? I mean, besides reality-based treatments. You might eat saccharin instead of sugar. Both are sweet after all. But given that the benefits of rhino horns are imaginary, what could be offered as a substitute? Floor clippings from Supercuts? Why not? It's the same product. They are trying both dehorning and injecting horns with radioactive compounds to combat poaching, but given the demand and the money involved, I would not be optimistic for the future of the Rattaxis family. Tigers. Demand and price for tiger parts, especially for the bone, the eyes, and the penis, have increased. Quote, in Taiwan, a bowl... I'm going to keep the laugh in. A bowl of tiger penis soup to boost virility goes for $320. And a pair of eyes to fight epilepsy and malaria, about $170. Powdered tiger humerus bone for treating ulcers and rheumatism and typhoid brings up to $1,450 a pound in Seoul. And we complain about the price gouging of big pharma. At least most pharma products are based on reality and are usually effective and don't usually exterminate animals. Quote, since China has eradicated its own tiger population, it is now looking for a new supply of tigers from Bangladesh and Nepal. The World Wildlife Fund estimates that one-third of the breeding-age female tigers were lost between 1989 and 1991 in this area. Computer models suggest that even small amounts of tiger poaching can have huge effects on limited populations. Quote, the model predicts if poachers killed 10 of the animals in a tiger group every year for 3 years, the group would have less than a 20% chance of extinction in the 75 years after poaching stopped. Destroying 15 tigers a year for 3 years, however, bumps the probability of extinction up to 50%. If poachers kill 15 tigers in a group each year for 6 years, or 10 animals for 9 years, it will destroy this group. At least conservation efforts have made some increase in tiger populations. Quote, in 2010, the estimated number of wild tigers was approximately 3,200, a low point after a long period of decline. By 2022, the population has grown to an estimated 4,500 tigers. And by 2024, the latest estimate placed the number at 5,574 wild tigers, which is nothing to the 8,000 tigers estimated to be in tiger farms, where they are being raised to be turned into worthless nostrums, like tiger bone wine at $257 per 500 mils. That's about 17 ounces. Sad end to a big cat. Seahorses. Seahorses have been used by TCPM for 600 years and are thought to be a natural Viagra. Huh? Why? If it is sympathetic magic like a rhino horn, the users have greater issues than impotence and premature ejaculation. I can't find a good explanation. Well, they're not good. For seahorses as an ED medication, besides seahorses as an energy enhancer. As an aside, it seems that most products seem to be used for ED of some sort, which really doesn't jibe with China's population. They don't seem to have an issue in that area. Anyway, with, quote, 37 million seahorses are caught in the wild every year. It is no wonder that, quote, populations of at least 11 species of seahorse have dropped by between 30 and 50%. One would think that Viagra would help the seahorses. I mean, save them from harvest. Not aware that seahorses have ED. Quote, rather than diminish its appeal, however, Viagra appears to have spurred a huge increase in demand for impotence remedies using seahorses as a cheaper alternative to the Western wonder drug. Even when there is a medication that actually works, people evidently prefer to wipe out animals instead. Donkey. Donkey hide gelatin. I'm about to mispronounce this. EIO, EJIAO in Chinese, is made by boiling donkey skins, i.e. poaching in both meanings. I presume once the donkey has been removed. It has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years. Why donkey? Don't know. But one review suggested it is because they ran out of cows and they had a lot of extra donkey around. Tell that to Shrek. But, quote, since the Song Dynasty, most medical experts have agreed that donkey should be the raw material for EIO. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. Which begs the question just who these medical experts are. Probably recently hired at the CDC and NIH, as I think about it. Many of the articles suggest that the product is beneficial in hematopoiesis, i.e. making red cells. I could not find much, and it was almost all in rodents. How applicable 5-FU and gamma ray radiation-induced anemic mice models are to human diseases is questionable. And virtually all studies started with the statement that it is beneficial for anemia and then sought to find the reason. Yep, no bias there. The one human study in blood-deficient patients, a TCPM diagnosis that has nothing to do with anemia, found, quote, the hematocrit and red blood cell numbers decreased in the placebo group, but decreased significantly less in the treatment group. So make of that what you will. As with all TCPM, it is recommended for a hodgepodge of medical conditions, but surprisingly, not impotence. Or not. Quote, when a man takes EAO, he will be strong and virile and have a long life. When a woman takes it, she will keep her youth and become as beautiful as a princess. Perhaps it is sold in a Disney movie where the princesses are always beautiful. As Chinese have run out of donkeys, they have shifted to African donkey, an animal that has not benefited from the attention. Quote, China needs about, get this, 5 million donkeys a year to produce and meet the demand for the agent. And about 2 million of these come from China's own population of animals. The remaining 3 million or more are sourced abroad. With some local populations of donkeys dropping by 70%, it is an $8 billion a year industry, and hides go for around $800 a kilogram. Many donkeys are stolen from their owners who need these animals to help in farming. Can you say that a donkey is a workhorse? Somehow that sounds wrong. To make matters worse, in 2011, there was a popular Chinese TV drama, Empress in the Palace, that, quote, was set in the Chinese imperial court. And at a certain time of the day, the ladies of the court would all say, let's have some EAO. EAO, also called donkey glue, is used as medicine or a tonic for health and beauty in China. As a result of this program, the demand just literally went through the roof. God forbid an internet influencer decides Yahoo is a thing. It could be the straw that broke the donkey's back. So donkeys are being slaughtered at amazing rates to provide a worthless TCPM, and it's getting worse. Pangolin. Pangolins are scaly anteaters, and they look really cool, and are a mammal that has been used in TCPM for thousands of years, especially the scales. Quote, fresh scales are never used, but dried scales are roasted, ashed, cooked in oil, butter, vinegar, boy's urine, or roasted with earth or oyster shells to cure a variety of ills. Amongst these ills are excessive nervousness and hysterical crying in children, women possessed by devils and ogres, malarial fever, and deafness. Cooked in boy's urine? Women possessed by devils and ogres? I could argue that's being a little redundant. The things you find when you go down the rat holes of TCPM. But that was in 1938. there is less promotion of the product for demon possession today, I hope. And it is well known that ogres are resistant to pangolin exorcism. Now, the scales are allegedly help blood flow and dissolve clot. Besides China, the scales are also used in parts of Asia and Africa, where the uses are variable depending on the part of the world. For example, in Ghana, quote, pangolin scales and bones are most prevalently prescribed body parts and indicated the highest cultural significance among traditional healing practices, primarily for the treatment of spiritual production, rheumatism, financial rituals, and convulsions. They probably use that on Wall Street as well. It would explain a lot. And of course, impotence. And as always, the various diseases treated have zero common pathophysiology. Not unsurprisingly, for reality-based treatments, pangolin scales do nothing. Quote, in conclusion, there is no reliable evidence for clinical value. Pangolin scales remain in high demand, it being one of the most highly trafficked mammals on the planet. I can't tell if humans are on that list, but a million poached over the last decade, it's tough to be a pangolin. Quote, all 8 species of pangolin are assessed as threatened by the IUCN, and 3 are classified as critically endangered. And all for nothing. The Sega antelope. In 2009, I wrote, these animals have been hunted for their horns, which are used to treat strokes, colds, high blood pressure, and, since rhino horn is both expensive and rare, a cheaper alternative. Because of the protection of the rhino combined with their tiny numbers, practitioners of traditional Chinese pseudomedicine have had to find another species to decimate for their useless therapy. As a result, the numbers of Saiga have gone from 1 million to under 3,000 and falling. The animal appeared to be following in the footsteps of its consul cousins. But no, quote, once close to extinction, the population of only 48,000 in 2005 has experienced an extraordinary rebound in Kazakhstan. Current estimates now surpass 1.9 million, showcasing a triumph attributable to nearly 2 decades of dedicated conservation worked by governments, non-governmental organizations, research organizations, and the service. So, all is not gloom and doom. Well, it is. Kazakhstan is experiencing severe impacts from global warming, with temperatures rising at twice the global rate, and the country now ranked among the top 10 most affected by climate change. Rather than being killed by their horns, they may get to succumb to the consequences of climate change instead. Out of the frying pan and into the fire. Humans. Yep, humans. Extinction of humans is not an issue. Yet. But how about albinos? In the last decade, close to 200 killings and more than 500 attacks on people with albinism have been reported in 27 sub-Saharan African countries. Tanzania has the highest number of recorded attacks globally at more than 107, but there have also been reports of attacks in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Malawi, Mozambique, and Burundi. Most of these attacks are fueled by a rising demand for the body parts that people with albinism used in rituals by traditional healers known as multi-killing or black magic juju. The hair and bones, genitals, and thumbs, of people with albinism are said to possess distinct powers. Alleged to bring wealth or success, they are often dried and ground, put into a package to be carried, to be secreted in boats, businesses, homes, or clothing, or scattered in the sea. What can one really say about something that is so awful and so wrong? Really, humans are so awful. The above is, of course, but a sample of the impact of traditional medicines have on wildlife, either by harvesting wild animals or raising them in cages for useless consumption. Quote, 70 different wild animals used in traditional Chinese medicine listed in the pharmacopoeia. However, scientists have evidence of over 2,200 species being used. And that doesn't include the rest of the world. That's just China. As to plants, quote, 723 species used as treatments are threatened with extinction. It is mostly for naught and getting worse. And I suppose the list will grow ever longer. But on the bright side, hell, I can't think of one. And this ends the 250th podcast. If you're interested in the references and some clever hyperlinks, go to the Science-Based Medicine entry from August 19th, 2025. Otherwise, thanks for listening, and I hope to get caught up with all these in the near future. Bye.